At least three more people have lost their lives in a fresh U.S. drone strike in Yemen. That brings to nearly 50 the number of people who've been killed in 3 days of attacks. Local officials say an alleged senior al-Qaeda militant was among those who was killed in an overnight raid in Shabwa province. Several drone attacks hit Yemen's south and southeast at the weekend. On Saturday, two airstrikes in Abyan left at least 18 people dead. Sunday's attacks in Baida and Shabwa took at least 25 lives. Washington uses its drones for targeted killings in Yemen, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Somalia. It claims that its pilotless aircraft target militants, but according to sources on the ground, many of those killed are civilians. Norman Stockwell is a radio host and freelance journalist with us on the line from Madison. Mr. Stockwell, how effective do you think these drone attacks have been in the case of Yemen and also in other cases, but specifically now we're talking about Yemen? Do you think they are helping the government tackle the issue of militancy?
Well, I think that, you know, we have a situation here with drones. Drone strikes have been increasing, as we've seen this last couple of days, but over the last couple of months. And this is a change because drone strikes had been decreasing. And so the United States is attempting to use these to further its foreign policy aims. But I think that the concern is that whether or not you think it's okay for a drone to kill a militant without any sort of trial or due process, the drones are killing many other people, the civilians that are collateral damage in these situations. And that word itself, of course, is so so meaningless compared to the lives of the people who are being killed by these drone strikes. So I think that no matter what the ultimate goal of the use of drones is, they really need to be examined in terms of the effect that they're having. And as we've seen, certainly in Pakistan and in Yemen, the drone strikes actually create more enemies for the United States through terrorizing the civilian population. So I think this is the real problem. And these issues have been, you know, come to the fore here in the United States media a number of times, but it's really time, I think, for the program to be seriously reevaluated and for people to understand what the impact of these drone strikes are on everyday people in these countries.
Thank you very much, Mr. Norman Stockwell, radio host and freelance journalist there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. We have to say goodbye to Mr. Stockwell there.